And welcome back to part two of our podcast covering simulation for industrial systems. In this episode, Raoul Garg and Dominic Settler discuss how manufacturers can leverage digital tools like the executable digital twin to track real-time developments in their factories. They will also cover best practices for ensuring operations stay cybersecure. In addition, they delve into the exciting and promising future of industrial machinery with technological advancements like the industrial metaverse. We hope you enjoy the show.
Can you talk a little bit about, Dominic, how companies mature? They can be using simulation for industrial systems, even for things like production planning, capacity planning, facility location planning, forecasting. How can the simulation topic be further expanded in a production system?
Thanks for this question. Here we talk about mainly about the first use cases are interesting are the throughput of the plant and how much equipment I need, how much, I don't know, buffer I need between which systems, how much machines I need, and so on. This is the basic functionality what we have in a planning side. And now it gets interesting also like we have it in a machine. I can start on a point where I simply start simulating the throughput of the line by utilizing, in this case, maybe plant simulation to do it. The interesting part is also if we then later on add it with the real theoretical values to simulate your throughput. Later on, you do your machine design and you have a much clearer value of the cycle time of the machine, what is possible with the machine or of the conveyor and so on. And then you can improve and update your first model, enrich it with additional data and connect it and have a much more precise model and you can update it. And then the third step would be for the conveyors or AGV fleet management, depends on the plant and how they behave. We also need to control the material flow with automation, with maybe a MES system or MOMS system. And even this we can simulate. We could look what is happening if I get an order from my MES systems, is it getting into my systems, is my plant working, and so on. Yeah. I can step by step enrich my model that it is more and more precise. I start in the beginning very raw, and then I add various topics with machine data, with other data, and be more precise and could improve already my production ahead. I'm really building it.
Yeah, so this is where we even talk about the whole idea of closed loop optimization, right? Where you are now beginning to get real production throughput numbers and using that as input into your virtual models to see how things could be further optimized, right? Based on the real numbers and what changes you could make into your production system before actually making a change, right? So you can evaluate the change, you can evaluate the impact of the change, you can evaluate how the change could be executed before you actually make a change in the virtual model, right? So you do all that in the virtual model, make sure it's right, and then you can optimize your production systems going forward, right? So it becomes a lot more effective way to further leverage the simulation systems in your real world production as well. So Dominic, while we spoke about the closed loop optimization, right, which is a way to further evaluate the impact of a change and how to make a production system perform better, there's another new emerging topic that is coming into the industry about an executable digital twin. Can you speak a little bit about that and the value and the impact that this can have in the industry?
Yes, at the moment, the most topics we talked up to now are in the design phase, in the engineering phase, in the planning phase, until we reach on the customer side. Now, we are going to the customer side. And yes, totally right. We are talking here about two main topics. We are talking about closed loop, that with real data, we've now real data, we can now connect the shop floor and also still utilize simulations model to perform what if scenario. What if I maintain this machine next week, how I can improve my production next week. Such scenarios apply then in operations with the existing model. And the second topic is what you mentioned. The new thing is executable digital twin. What means an executable digital twin? It is really running in real time in the production. It's not that we have a separated simulation model like we have in engineering and planning phase and maybe to perform what if scenarios. An executable digital twin is in operations. It is really embedded in the process itself. Here, we have total new use cases we can apply. And at the moment, I have no clue how many ideas will come the next years because we are just starting with this journey. But you can imagine that talking about a simple use case, virtual sense, is one simple example to explain the topic of executable twin. We can embed a simulation model in example of heating model of an oven. Normally, we cannot have a sensor there. It's tricky to control the process and so on. But with a simulation model in operations, we can really optimize the system and the energy consumption in real time. And this is, again, what we mentioned before. Sustainability at the moment is a real topic. And if we can reduce the energy we put into the system because we permanently control simulating what should be the temperature, what we have, and so on, and we can really bring it back in the operations and say the controller what it needs to do, it's a next step in the evolution. And then we have generate not a one-time effect on the early phase. We're taking an advantage for the customer for a lifetime. As long as he's using the machine, he generates value with this simulation model. And then we are talking about an executable twin. It's embedded in the machine or in the line and performs the entire life cycle and is permanently acting. And the best example at the moment is really to make it visible, taking a heating system, which you need to control. It's very heavily supporting your sustainability goals, and it's really easy to apply. We can do it already. But there are a lot of topics to come the next year, what we can do with real-time simulation models in operations.
Yes, yes, yes. I think this whole concept of executable digital twin will see a lot of explosion as customers begin to understand the value of being able to change in real time certain functions and certain parameters of some equipment or for line or something, right? And real-time changes can be happening because of various reasons. You just mentioned temperature inside a heat exchanger. It could be because of the weather conditions where the machine is running and the humidity in the production shop floor, right? That can have an impact and the way you're trying to control that. So there are a lot of real-time implications that can happen in a production environment. And if you can take advantage of this capability, it can help you further fine-tune your production process, further optimize the production process, and get more value, right? So I think this is certainly an area where we'll see a lot of more growth around this whole topic of executable digital twin.
I want to mention one more topic, also easy to explain in this executable digital twin. If we perform from the machine builder the model of the machine in real time, and we know how it should behave, and we have modified and optimized the system already in the engineering phase on the machine builder, and we run it also in real time in parallel to the real machine. It's close to the digital twin and an executable digital twin. We also bring it in operations, and we can go for use cases like anomaly detection. We can now look if we have a difference in the should behavior, or if we generate a trend in a machine which goes away, and we have early implications for maintenance or performance of the machine or whatever, and maybe could also go back, closed loop, optimize the machine again, deploy a new digital twin or new simulation model of the machine back, and this is also very valuable, a very good use case to say, look, I utilize what I have done in my engineering, I bring it to the shop floor, and I use it the whole life cycle of the machine to look always if I'm still with my machine in the should, how the machine should work, what I have designed it for, or I have a deviation. Yeah. Also very understandable for our customer and good to explain what are the possibilities, what we have nowadays.
Yes, yes, yes. So the executable digital twin can, as you said, can be used for not only improving the performance, but also getting some early indications of some maintenance needs, some preventative maintenance needs, or some of those topics as well. So that can really help them improve down the road on their usage of their machines as well.
This we need to also tell our machine and line builder, look, if you start the journey with us and if you go with our tools, what we have, we're talking about different tools from NX to process plants and whatever we have, a sim center, a SCADA system, tier portal. We have a lot of topics, but if they go the journey with us, then they can go for all these use cases. not from beginning on, because it will be too massive for them to implement it in their processes at the beginning, but they could step by step, as based on their maturity, they can step by step go into additional business models, lever additional value, and be more competitive than their competitors, or bring additional values to their customers. I think this is the main topic here. We have a lot of use cases along the end-to-end journey, and we need to guide our machine line builders and customers that we are the right partners to fulfill all those use cases along the entire life cycle, from the idea till end of production.
When we're talking about smart manufacturing and the advent, you know, of new technologies, especially in executable digital twin, security ends up being a really big concern for companies. So my question is, what can OEMs do to ensure their operations remain protected when utilizing simulation software?
As a, for sure, crucial topic, security, nobody, and we see the cyber attacks rising and so on. We have cybersecurity as a standard topic for the OT, as the OT is normally generally protected, but we need also to ensure that the models we bring into productions are also tested and validated. And this is a topic we need also to educate our customers how they should deliver their models. We can do this, that we know and they could rely on models we bring into production that they are cyber secure and tested before they run in production. The most models at the moment for all these executable digital twins we run on a platform industrial edge, also that means the layer short above the control of the topics. And this architecture is from beginning on designed cyber secure, that you can prevent outside attacks, and that you have basically closed applications in the end running on the machines and on the shop floor to avoid any incidents. And the customer or the supplier can control by themselves which models are in this line or not, that we have no possibility that somebody else is deploying something into the machine or into the shop floor, which is not permitted from the operator.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. So bringing in the IT and the OT security systems together, right? Actually, I think to a large extent can help provide a much more stronger, secure environment from a cyber attack perspective. And the other area I would say that perhaps gets further exemplified is leveraging SaaS and cloud capabilities. Today, our SaaS systems and cloud technology providers, especially the hyperscalers, companies like Amazon and Microsoft and Google, they have really tightened their security capabilities, where even large government enterprises like NASA and Air Force, US Air Force, are beginning to use them for their own purposes. So from a security perspective, the levels of capabilities have increased so significantly that bringing in cloud technologies, bringing in IT, bringing in OT convergence, we do think that security gets extremely well addressed.
No, absolutely. And overall, I think it's very clear from us as Siemens, we are collaborating with the big vendors. We are collaborating with Microsoft. We are collaborating with AWS, maybe Google Cloud as well, because we know they have their systems under control. We would not go with a small vendor or whatever where we are afraid of that they have security lags or would not fulfill their standards. So every SaaS or close or a hybrid SaaS solution or any other cloud-based topic is always on together with the big trusted partners in the market. This is working. Doesn't matter if you're talking about engineering software or if we talk about operational software like Industrial Edge, we are always rely on the big suppliers that we can ensure cybersecurity and securities are embedded from. That's very clear. I think that's a very fair point, Raul, to mention it.
So we've spoken a lot about how simulation for industrial systems can optimize operations today, but I want to ask, how do you envision the future of industrial simulation evolving, especially in light of advancements like the industrial metaverse?
Yeah, that's a very cool topic. I like to talk normally longer, but this is exactly, it's the next evolution. I say it's the logical evolution, but we also need to rely on the speed of our customers. And also for us, it's still a journey to be there in the full possibilities, what we can imagine. But the first steps are digital twin. We see Roland Busch was presenting it on CES. Digital twin is one part of a building block. the second topic was software-defined automation as a second building block, and the third building block was presented on CES was data and AI. And with all those topics, we see executable digital twin. We talked, it's already data and simulation. We are talking about the virtual model of the machine in which it with mechanical, physical, electrical behavior. So we're talking about interaction of digital twin. So we see with the industrial metaverse, we bring even more disciplines together and bring it then for sure with additional capabilities, with immersiveness, with a collaborative room where more partners can collaborate, bring their machines already upfront together. This is the next logical step in the evolution from the journey what we have started already years back. And it's going the next steps. So I'm curious about what we will see in the future, but this is exactly also where we as Siemens are the one and only. We are in many comparison, the leading in industrial metaverse company, because we have all building blocks already in our pockets. It's getting them together, making it comprehensible, and making together with our customers as basically on their journey happen to make these use cases also applicable for them in the future, or with the first customer, maybe even already starting now.
Yeah, I would say with the industrial metaverse, which is certainly a very exciting topic, applying metaverse, which was thought of to be a consumer topic, applying it to the industrial world. And this is where leveraging some of the comprehensive digital twin technologies and software-driven automation and other capabilities, we are really trying to drive a much better improvement in efficiencies in manufacturing, in engineering, and even in field service, right? So it really helps us bring the really detailed, comprehensive digital twin to the physical world. And that's where you need even the strong compute power of back-end systems to enable these systems to be working together to give you a real life and a real time simulation of what could be going on. And that's where even our partnership with NVIDIA becomes essential. NVIDIA is a market leader on the whole issue of processing systems and on the back-end systems, GPUs. And that's the kind of horsepower you need for running to create these industrial metaverses. And we really think that this will help many of our customers on the leading edge, trying to push the boundaries of technology for adoption in their manufacturing systems.
I like your wording, push the boundaries. I think this is exactly what we are talking. It's the next steps in this whole evolution, and a lot to come. And you mentioned already beforehand that we could include already environmental data into simulation. Also, this is a very massive topic in the industrial metaverse, thinking about use cases. I know already my supply chain. I know my ship is in a storm in the Indian Ocean, which implication it will have into my production, how I need to improve my scheduling system. Maybe now I plan because I know the material is missing, my maintenance task. So I take my model where I do the operator training before from the machine builder. Now I'm getting in the future all this discipline more and more together. That's why I'm always saying this is simply the next evolution about things what we are doing today. And it's still the journey just started to get into this fantastic future, I would say.
Thank you both. Today's conversation has been really great. Before we close out for the day, I want to give you both the chance. Are there any final thoughts you want to leave our listeners with?
So I would start with this topic. So what are we experiencing? We have really different maturity levels at our customers. What I want to tell you and tell our colleagues, it's important that we convince our customers that they need to start with the journey. Sometimes they have a different speed. Sometimes they start with more simple use cases, more obvious use cases. But I would say, look, we have a broad width of possibilities already. And the last point was now industrial metaverse. So my message is, look, go out to the customer, convince them that Siemens is the right partners with all the possibilities what we have, and start the journey with the customers wherever they are.
Yeah, I think this is an extremely exciting journey. I think the capabilities that have now matured in from a technology perspective have really become front and center, and and all production systems providers, companies that are in the business of manufacturing things can really turn the corner. And this excitement is, that's there today is something that they can start taking advantage of. As Dominic mentioned, think of it as a maturing step, but you don't have to get everything done in day one, but start that journey as soon as possible. And Siemens can be a great partner for you in that journey.
Thank you so much for tuning in to our podcast on simulation for industrial systems. Stay tuned for new episodes on our Digital Transformation podcast series. We hope you enjoyed, and we'll see you again next time.